Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. We are so excited today. Of course we are. Yes. Y'all know that we are. That today is an amazing day, yes. And it is the day that the Lord has made. And y'all know we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Yes. So excited. So we just want to say welcome to our Mornings at the Mansion show this morning here at the Mansions on Park Row. I tell you, today is such a beautiful day, really, in the neighborhood, isn't it?
Yeah.
The sun is shining. Oh, my God, I'm thinking about maybe going to the lake. But I'm sure it's cooler on the water. So y'all know I got stuff to do, places to go, and people to see. So that's what we're going to do today. But we just want to welcome you to our Mornings at the Mansion show, and it's going to be such a contagious day.
Yes.
And we just have the most amazing co-host with us today, Minister Janice Bowditch. Welcome, Minister.
Yes.
So we're so excited to just be able to fellowship.
Yes.
And hear what's on each other's heart.
Amen.
About the kingdom at hand.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
To hear what the Lord has to say in this setting today. For each and every one of you. We just want to say good morning to our callers. So feel free to call in to our call-in on our call-in number. That's 646-668-2247. So y'all come on and let's just talk about this amazing topic. So we're going to just let you give out the topic today, Minister Janice. So what's our topic?
How to become a contagious Christian. But really, it's about servanthood.
Okay.
Those of us.
Okay.
Who are supposed to be serving, we got to check our credentials.
Okay.
And we have to see if we really qualify to call ourselves servants of God.
Amen.
So that's what we're going to check out. We're going to take a little test. We're going to see where we are, how we measure up, where we're falling short.
Okay. Okay. So in other words, we got to hit the reset button.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
we have to get in line.
That's
because,
right.
You know, it's like anything else, and I know you have some amazing nuggets to share with the world today of what the Lord has shared with you about, you know, that dimension of being contagious.
Yes, and being a servant. The world is looking at us, and that example and our principles and our practice and our walk have to all line up with God's word.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of some people that are not aware of that. And so it's causing a negative effect when people say, I'm a Christian.
Right.
And then, okay, I know some Christians. Are you one of those kind of
Christians?
Right, right, right. So we got to put a true Christian walk looks like.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's beautiful because I tell you, I hear it all the time. You know, I hear people say that, especially about, you know, going into the churches and, you know, being connected to a body, you know, they feel some type of way, you know, about the, you know, the church and how we represent.
Yes.
And I'm not saying we personally, but just as a body.
As a body.
Yes. And how they are just not trying to hear that.
That's right. And if one part of the body is ill, you know, just like our physical body, if one part is ill, it affects the other part of the body.
That's right.
And so as Christians, we need to look at that as how our brothers and sisters are conducting themselves. And we're supposed to be helpers one to another.
That's it. That's it.
And so that's why we need to check ourselves and help our brothers and sisters become aware of their quality of walking law.
That's so true. That is so true. And I think it's just time to really, it's just time out. Who are just doing this walk any kind of way.
And Christianity any
kind
of way.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and we have to really, really represent who we represent.
That's right.
To the fullness. And not only that, but just bring awareness to each other.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, it's almost kind of like we pull our coattails and say, hello, my friend. That's just not the character.
No.
Or, and then we have to do it in the spirit of love, you know, and kind of just love on each other through it. And not just be pointing the finger.
Well, I want to say this, Mama. You know, when we say sister, you my sister, I had a blood sister, and we were just, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
But in Christ, you being my sister, I feel like our relationship is just like that.
Okay.
And it has been, you know, ever since we met. And so we need to, you know, spread that to our other sisters,
right.
The ones we see hurting, the ones we don't even know. the ones that are in the world, the ones that are under the stronghold of anything that would not be pleasing to Christ. We'll look at somebody and say, oh, well, you know, but that's not what Christ wants us to do. If she's our sister, she's our sister.
That's right. That's right.
Regardless to the condition she's in or the life that she's living, she's still our sister.
And I think that's the biggest portion of us as women in, you know, in the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't want to get into the trenches.
That's right.
You know, and be patient, too, because people come in their own time.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have to love them.
Yeah.
And be there for them.
Yeah.
And encourage them. And I think the biggest thing when we drop the ball
mm-hmm.
is that if they're not moving as fast as we think they should
mm-hmm.
or doing what we think they should do, then we just go on to the next person.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like that lost sheep, remember,
mm-hmm.
the 99
and
the one. Yeah.
And that's the thing, being a contagious Christian, if we contagious, we can without them even knowing. Because, you know, when you're contagious, you might have something, and I'm sitting next to you, you don't know that I'm contagious
right.
with this thing.
Right.
But you can get it from me.
Right.
And then once you get it, you're like, So that's what we are going to talk about,
right.
being
right.
and staying in
Come
that
on,
state
that's it.
Of being contagious. Yeah.
I'm staying there. I'm staying there, America. We're so excited
yeah.
about it, and we just want to say welcome once again, Minister Janice Bowditch. And we're going to have an amazing, incredible show today. So you guys tune in. Feel free to call in. And once again, our call-in number is 646-668-2247. And y'all know how we do it. We're going to go to our amazing commercials this morning and just listen to some great music and whatever announcements we have. And we will be right back.
Right.
Complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms. All my fears melt away,
to let you in on a little secret. It's called the Jewel of Pantego. The Jewel of Pantego, also known as the Mansions on Park Row. They have everything. Yes, everything. Hairstylists, beauty and skincare specialists, massage therapists, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right, at the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it.
Well, welcome back to our Mornings at the Mansion show. America, we're so excited to have our very own Minister Janice Vowditch here with her very amazing topic of how to become, how to stay, how to do, how to be a contagious Christian. Yes! Oh, Sister Janice. Minister Janice, tell us a little bit more about how the Lord just you know, birthed this into you.
Okay. You know, I spend a lot of time with the Lord because I have a prayer line.
Yes.
A conference call prayer line. It's on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And so reading my scriptures and getting ready, it's on from 12 to 12:30 Monday, Wednesday, and a whole hour on Friday. So doing my scriptures, a spirit of conviction just fell over me personally because I wear the title of a minister.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, my, you know, that's really important in God's kingdom. And so being a minister and the scriptures that we read about, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed but can rightly divide the word.
Right.
And so I was thinking, well, am I really equipped with everything that I need? And then in different situations, do I let that servanthood show through, or am I consumed in my own life and what I'm trying to do? But when I heard, well, a young guy at our church preached this message, we were all called to be sent. And I thought, okay, I know I'm called from the top of my head to the soles of my feet.
Okay.
I know I'm called, but sent. When am I sent? Where am I sent? And that's when it fell on me that I wasn't living up to that part of my calling.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like the scripture that you were quoting just now, how we can rightfully divide,
mm-hmm.
but we can also wrongfully divide,
yes,
the word of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just making sure that we are in consistency with rightfully dividing, you know, because when you're not in the knowledge of, you know what I'm saying, and you can do that, and I didn't know you're doing it. You know, speaking those things into your life or your atmospheres. And it's so much power in what we say.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and teaching people, hey, don't say that. You got to reverse that thing, you know, and come back in alignment and begin to speak those things as though they already are.
All right.
So just hearing your heart is so amazing.
Yeah.
And how, I mean, you know, I'm sold out anyway.
All right.
I just love that place of being engaged.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh.
It's just so beautiful, though, to see you. I mean, you live in Tennessee now.
Yes, ma'am.
But you came this weekend for our amazing, impactful Wing of the Earth conference. And a lot of our highlights will be next week on our show because we're going to have a show recap.
Okay.
But we're going to talk a little bit about how it affected you,
that
the Blaine conference, and then we're going to kind of get back into the meat.
Well, I tell you, when you sent me the invitation, I'm like, what? And I had just earned some extra money with one of my other little crafty things that I do. And I got on the phone, got on the computer, and I thought, I'm going to Texas. Southwest, everybody has the best pass. So I got on Southwest and got me a flight, got me a return flight. Because when I read the topic, the bling of the earth, someone just said, that's you.
Mm-hmm.
It sure is.
So,
I know who I am. That's right. I can't miss this.
Amen.
And the Lord has spoken in my spirit that this was his way of ministering to me. I just knew that something was going to be said or done and that I needed to be in the midst of it that would take me to that next level, because I believe that God is elevating me in his ministry.
Amen. He is.
And so I said, okay, whatever it costs. And I want to say this is smart. You know, ever since I left, I don't worry about anything because I'm God's servant, and he is the one that provides
right.
and makes the way for me.
Right.
So I went online, and I had the money, and then, you had to pay, and rented my car and everything, and I'm like, okay, I'm good to go.
Wow.
I'm ready, God. And that's what how I try to live my life. I try to always stay ready
that's right.
to receive what God has for me
that's right.
and what he has for me to do.
That's right.
So I would not have missed
Amen.
This conference. And I am going home so blessed. I'm on fire. If somebody was to touch me like that, they probably say,
So amazing.
And the sold out. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Time to get ready for that, I'm telling you. I'm just so excited about it. I'm excited about you being here. You know, even if we're not doing a conference
mm-hmm.
or anything, just you coming. I always love, you know, when you come and we spend time together
yeah.
and we just have those John the Baptist Jesus moments.
Uh-huh.
As two evangelists
yeah.
told out.
Yeah.
We out of control, man. Out of control. But that's okay. Hey, we should
get
other tickets trying
to do like
this other folks.
Sold out.
Get in line. One of the time, talk about the wall.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so amazing, though, that, you know, and I know that you have something great for someone out there today
yes.
that really needs to hear, you know, not just how to get there, but how to stay there,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we're just so excited about you being here. And I love you with everything.
I know.
We've been sisters for a very long time.
Yeah.
And yes, and I'm just so excited about it. And America, she's trying to make me a banana pudding.
I'm so excited. It's so beautiful. But even if it's not today, Janice,
yeah.
we all right.
We're going to be all right. And I know how to get to you.
Uh-huh.
So it's okay. But what we're going to do is we're going to go to commercial, America. Y'all know how we do it. And we're going to be right back.
Don't let me lose my way. I'm gonna shout your name, hallelujah. Hey.
ladies, have you heard about the Anthony Michelle experience? Let me tell you, it's one of the most exciting things that could happen to you. You've heard them talk about it. That is, that magic factor. It is what you'll be feeling when wearing an Anthony Michelle design. Anthony Michelle custom-made clothes and accessories are designed with you in mind. The real woman. From casual to business, cocktail to evening, Anthony Michelle has something that will set you apart from the rest. Oh, and yes, for you travelers, jet setters out there, she even provides resort and swimwear available year-round. If you're looking to establish your own sense of style and be different, Anthony Michelle has something for you. Located at 2706 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas. Get a feel of the Anthony Michelle experience.
Well, we are back, America, to our Mornings at the Mansion show, and we just want to welcome you back. And we definitely encourage our callers to feel free to call in at our call-in number at 646-668-2247. But we just want to say we are so excited about Minister Janice Bowditch to be in, not just in the house, but in the metroplex. Okay?
Again.
She's in all of Dallas, all into Fort Worth, and just what her little weekend time.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the whole week that you have, you know, to be here? But I want to share her with you all today, America. And such a delight to have her here and to be able to hear her heartbeat about how to be, stay, and, you know, all that good stuff about a contagious
Christian.
Yes.
Yeah.
So talk to us a little bit more about it and, you know,
okay.
And what you want the world to know.
Well, let's start with our scripture.
Okay.
Which is Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 through 13. And it reads, "Now, Israel, what does the Lord require from you?
All right.
But to fear the Lord, your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve him, the Lord your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and to keep the Lord's commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. It's for your good to be sold out for God."
That's awesome.
Yes. That's how we have to do it. A part of servanthood is to be completely in and for whatever it is that we're trying to accomplish. Now, how does this happen? Let's go to Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8. "But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And then you can tell everyone about me, even to the ends of the earth." So here we are with all these commandments and things that we should be doing for the Lord. How can we do it? Well, we must become a contagious Christian. Are you a contagious Christian? Oh, you don't know yet? Well, you can take a little test. But before we go there, let's discuss being contagious. Let's look at it from the medical perspective. Now, you know, when you become contagious with something, you may not even know when it happens or how it happens until some symptoms start to show up. Before the symptoms show up, you are in a stage where you can spread it to someone else, and they don't even know that you're spreading it. So, when we are contagious, something begins to happen.
Yes.
Something has entered our body that can be passed on to others without them even knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this thing? It's called a contagion. Okay, it's that property. that comes in and changes, and then some symptoms start to show up, you know, the headache, the stomach ache, or whatever. And depending on how bad the symptoms are, we want to go to the doctor and get a diagnosis, because we want to find out what this thing is,
right,
or where did it come from, and what can I do about it.
Okay.
All right. So we go to the doctor, and he tells us, well, you got this and this and whatever,
right,
and I can give you some medication. So then we want to know, what are there going to be any lasting effects after I recover, after taking the medication? Will I be restored, or is it going to be a permanent thing that will remain in my body? Now, that's the medical perspective, but we got to look at it from the spiritual perspective.
I see where you're going.
All right. So now here we are. I'm contagious, and you don't even know. What am I contagious with? Depending on how I act, how I live, what I do, I could be affected with the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Okay. So what does that infection in me from the Holy Spirit look like to you? How does it look to me? What does it cause? What difference is it causing in my life? Okay, I'm contagious with what? Now, right here, I want everybody to get this image. Get you a pencil and a piece of paper. Draw a picture, like that you will make iced tea in.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture is you. So within yourself, let's see, what do you have in there that is the contagious part? What is it that's different? What are the symptoms of you having the Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
The number one we know is Galatians 5 and 22, and there's 9 things. Out of those 9, that's not all you need. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what you need to put in your picture and see how full it is, or on the other side, how empty it is.
So we are going to do that.
Yeah.
We're going to go to commercial, and we're going to come back and hear how you're going to teach us how to be on the full side, on the empty side. Okay, so we'll be right back, America.
The best in you. Happiness is believing anything is possible. Yeah, beauty is skin deep. Baby, that's all I see in you. So simply take my hand and let go. You should know.
ready to get this meat. I'm going to chew it up today. Mr. Janice is not playing with us today. We're on the road, and we're going to open our ears, our spiritual ears, so we can really hear the depth of what the Lord is saying today. So,
Well, back to that contagion, which we said was the Holy Spirit. We know, because Acts told us, when he comes, you will be endued with power, ability, efficiency, and might. When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we are ready to be servants to God. Okay, now, when he comes and we actively engage with him, a lot of people will say, yes, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay, is he sleep up in there?
What?
Yeah. What is he doing? Because I can't really tell, you know, all that power and, you know, what is he doing for you?
That's right. Come on
now. Okay.
That's it.
Our responsibility in servanthood to God is to lead others, to help our brothers and sisters who are in pain. Because as Christians, we are in service one to another.
That's right.
Not just in love, not just in word, but in deed also.
That's it.
Okay, so now after we've received all this power and ability, we must do our duty as servants to the Lord. Does that sound like a job or something, you know, duty? But no, we expect God to do for us whatever it is we need. So God expects the same thing from us as servants. What does he need us to do? He needs us to spread the good news of salvation. That's our call as Christians. Okay, we must love him. We must do our duty. We must walk in the ways that he has appointed for us to walk. And that's what I was saying earlier about our Christian walk. We need to have a report card and check, okay, I did that right. I did that right. Nobody's looking and nobody knows but God. Because who are we trying to please?
That's right.
But God. So when we are this contagious Christian, and our lives, our thoughts, our actions are all sold out to Christ, then we find out just how contagious we are. Let's go back to our picture for a minute.
Okay.
Okay. I asked everybody to put in Galatians 5:22, the fruits of the Spirit. Well, you got 9 things off in there. What else could you use? What about a little compassion? What about some action like going a ministering in the hospital? What about a real strong prayer life? What else? Giving. Some of us can give. And giving is not always money.
Right.
We need to give of our time, our efforts, our ability. So we have that. What else could you put in your picture to make you contagious? A nice smile.
Amen.
To just do something nice for somebody or provide. And ministries need support. So you could support, pick up a ministry, an overseas ministry or something, and just give or do what you can, even if it's just prayer, because the Bible says, and I don't want to start preaching today, the prayers of the righteous avail us much. So you think you don't have anything to give? But once you become that contagious Christian and you got all this in your pitcher and you poured it in your glass and you drinking it down every day, you're going to stay sold out to Christ because nothing else can enter. It says to obey and to love Christ and do everything cheerfully and to the best of your ability. So here we are, sold out for God. What else do we have on our schedule but to please God?
Amen. Amen.
That's what he has asked us to do. So, are you a contagious Christian today?
Mm.
Can you become more contagious? Can you spread what the Holy Spirit has given you to another person so that as a family, we are a body, we are efficient one to another. Right. You know, it used to be a saying something about a weak link in the chain.
Missing link. We,
we don't want to be that.
Yeah.
We want this strong chain where we can spread our strength one to another. I have a responsibility, Sister Marla,
mm-hmm.
that was given to me over a year ago, and it's the intercessory prayer line. It's a conference call prayer line. The call-in number is 515-739.
All right.
1030. Once you call in, you're asked to give an ID code. The ID code is 521-904-598 and then the pound sign. If you want to hear previous recordings, you can dial 515-739-1039. Now, this prayer line, you may wonder, well, what's that about, Sister Jen? It's my service that the Lord has called me out to do. He gives me the scriptures. We read scriptures, and people call in and get praise reports of what God has done, and then we take prayer requests, and we read the scriptures, and at the end, we do the prayer request.
Okay. Well, I hope everybody got that.
Yes.
If you didn't, you can always go back and listen to the show. Okay.
Yes.
This is all about. So you can catch everything, not just the numbers, but definitely the word. And she bring it out when you teach and you preach it. My alcohol is dead.
Yes.
We're going to be all over the place tonight. And Mr. Anthony, she can't chill on with you today.
Oh,
so you have to all be there. Okay? But. Right back, America, to our commercial, and we can hear what Sister Janice is really blowing in the wind.
Walk right out of my heart.
Into a light,
yeah,
you know, a socket, and that's how the light comes on. when we plug into the Holy Spirit, which is our helper, he helps us. You know, it leads and guides
us. Our source,
You know, and I'm telling you, that is such a beautiful word.
Yeah.
That is so contagious. I said, so you already plugged into me today.
All right.
People look like, you don't need no extra. But the extra, you know, and that's why I call those moments too the John the Baptist Jesus moment. Because, you know, I just feel like I'm not even worthy to tie your shoes, you know. And that's the way, you know, Christ was when John was that way, when he paved the way, prepared the way for Christ to come. And then when Christ, the day he finally came, he was like, oh, my gosh, I'm not worthy. And he was like, you don't baptize me.
You ready.
You know. And we'd be thinking we're not ready, but we're ready. But when you drink it out of that pitcher.
But everything you need.
Okay.
All the power, all the efficiency, all the ability.
Yes.
God does everything in excellence.
He does.
And I'm hoping that when I come back, I'll be able to share with you the life skills classes that I teach to people, men, family, coming out of prison. When I say family, the prisoner, the wife, and the children, because there's a disconnect.
It's a breach.
Yeah. He's been gone for 15 years. The wife's been doing it. The kids don't know y'all. But the Lord gave me some life to teach to him and to the family, because that's what it's about. God is all about restoration, restoring the family, restoring the mind, restoring the heart. Whatever it is, if you need some restoration, get you some words.
Actually, you go to Joel 2:25 on that. He'll tell you all about it. You know how you'll do that. And it talks about the separation, too, of the disconnect and how the locusts and the canker worm and what type of, you know, that way you can serve that thing notice and you can call it out.
Yeah,
so
call it out.
In the word, this is what God says. And
yes,
you begin to build that life back on that wood, the foundation of it. So, well, to God be the glory, my sister. This has been an amazing day. A great topic. And I just pray that it has resonated in the heart and in the mind of the people of God today.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm excited and I can't wait for you to come back.
My sister in Dennis.
You know, I have missed you dearly.
Oh.
And I'm so glad you were here. Such a great time in the Lord. We've had this weekend.
Oh, my God. I got my blessing. Everybody has been coming to the conference. You missed your
contagious. And I'm just thanking God for that. But, you know, at this time, America, we're going to go to commercial. We'll come back. We'll spit a little bit about that conference. And talk about the month of February, what's going on our mansion calendar, so you guys can, like, come up and get ready. So we'll be right back.
Ladies, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's called the Jewel of Pantego. The Jewel of Pantego, also known as the Mansions on Park Row. They have everything. Yes, everything. Hairstylists, beauty and skincare specialists, massage therapists, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right. At the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Row Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it.
Well, we are back, America, at our Mornings at the Mansion show. And once again, we want to tell our very ever so amazing sister, Minister Janice Downs, thank you for being at our Morning at the Mansion show.
Thank you.
It was so contagious. So contagious. And I'm just so grateful for that you know, you blowing that wind on us today. Because even though it is always some type of warrior place every day when we wake up, but if we're full of that, everything and the fruits of the Spirit and all those things you were talking about, how we can really continue to put those things in.
Yeah. And be prepared.
And be prepared for every single day.
Yeah.
You know, and doing it in a spirit of excellence.
Yes, ma'am.
That, it's just such a sweet aroma. One of the closer was teaching about that aroma that resonates off of us. in the conference. I mean, yeah. Powerful words.
It was wonderful words.
I mean, kind of fine. And that is great, by the way, America. Okay? So, listen, we just kind of want to blow a little wind about our mansion calendar for the month of February. Everyone that don't know, our first Friday of every month, which happens to be the 3rd of February this month, is our new wine empowerment group. So feel free to come out to get even more empowered. I mean, does it get any better than that? Yes, it does.
Right.
Okay.
I'll be here.
And then we have our first Saturday of this month, and I'm so excited to announce this. We have our very own Auntie Michelle, who is launching her new lingerie line.
Yeah.
Oh, you lies out there. Okay? I'm telling you, Valentine's Day is coming up. It's 10 days after the lunch. It will be a trunk show, and she's launching her new line called Simply Sensual.
Yes.
Amazing. So I'm so excited to announce that. Y'all know I'm going to be at the trunk show. I'm going to be there, and I'm probably going to be there before y'all get there. And I always like the first stuff. I like to, I don't want to say, put that back to me. No, I want mine, and here's my money.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because
I mean, she just creates these great designs, and, you know, you guys, Mr. James, you're a seamstress as well.
Yeah.
And you were talking about, we got to get together, we're going to do this. So it's so much power in numbers, no matter what we're doing. You know,
and when you're in power with the one who has all the power,
and then you just love it on each other, and we all go up together.
Yeah,
that's what it's
all about.
Yes, you know, it's enough work for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We talk about each one or each one.
Yeah,
yeah, we all need each other.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I want to say this about being the blank. I am so blessed to know that I have so many sisters, and that I'm not the only one. That God's anointing has found. It was just, you know, it's like finding somebody that you knew a long time ago and you hadn't seen them in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, oh God, all these are my sisters, and
they're
just so blessed and blinging. And
okay,
we need to get the rest of our sisters.
So everybody needs to come on.
Yeah,
that's why we're going to blow this one now.
Yeah,
about our next conference. It's already in progress. It's called Sold Out.
Yeah.
To whom? Jesus. And we want to just talk about how, you know, some of the nuggets you talked about, and how to get in that car and ride in that place and staying sold out. It's one thing to become sold out, but how do you
stay
sold out? And that's what this conference is about. And it's not just a women's conference, America.
It
is for anyone that is ready to go to that next event.
Amen.
And being able to walk it out. So men, women, children, you know, families.
Yeah.
It's a family affair in Christ. So we're excited about it, and we will definitely stay tuned for our location, the month, and the times we're going to do this. This is going to be a big one. Like we're saying, it's a big one.
All right.
So y'all better come on and get ready to hear, you know, I mean, because I believe in the Earth Conference, it was phenomenal.
Yes, it was.
It was just so phenomenal to see women that
it
was ready. And that's really ready for what God has for them. They just kind of was a little stuck. Not everybody, but how do we get there? How do we do that? And just talking to them about who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main component that people struggle with.
Yeah.
They don't really know who they are or what their purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get there, you're in your lane now.
Oh, yeah.
You can ride and walk it out and be all you can be. So that's.
And I like the part of being cloaked. We were cloaked with God's love and ability. It was just on every woman. It was magnificent.
But I just thank God for that and for, you know, giving us the impartation to be able to, you know, impart that into these amazing women of God. And we can all be sisters. And we, like you were saying, we have new sisters now. That we're all connected to, and in many facets, we're just going to be the stones, precious jewels, and shine each other.
All right.
Okay. And that cloth of black that we lay our stones on.
Oh, yeah.
That's the glory of God.
Praise
God. And we're just going to rest in it,
write
it out, and thank God for each and every one of you ladies. And I want to thank everyone that came to the conference.
Yes.
It's so
you know, so into the fertile ground and of our home-based ministry, the King's Haven Worship Center.
Yay!
Yes, and I just want to say thank you to Apostle Anthony Burns and Pastor Overseer Betty Burns for allowing us to come in and be who we're called to be in this season. And I just thank you, Pastor and Apostle, and we love you. And I just can't wait for the next episode.
Yeah.
So we are signing out for today, America, but we'll be back next week. Get ready, everybody, for our new Mornings at the Mansion co-host, and that is Miss Laura Kelly.
All right.
I hope you listen today. We're excited about it.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, and we'll see you.